prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 21, I think, yeah, I can't be hard to believe, 21 April 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. Glad you're with us, and I missed y'all last week, but we had a good visit with my son and his family, with her grandson, who is healing, but really got a long ways to go. Thank y'all for your prayers. Continue your prayers. I appreciate that. And this message is for Todd. Todd, I did give you the wrong number to call. If you can't find it, I'll give it to you, okay? I give you the wrong number. But anyway, we're going to get Doug Thornton on in a minute, Lord willing. I give Todd the wrong number. Believe it or not, I made a mistake. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But before we get too far into that, I want to make mention a couple of things we're still offering. Then I got a couple of very important prayer requests, if you don't mind. We're still offering the little booklet, a 99-page booklet from Ken Copley entitled Setting Captives Free, How to Help People That Are Maybe Oppressed or Possessed by Demonic Entities. Now, folks, if you want to know how this works and how to tell, perhaps, this is a primer, okay? And it goes on to tell you why it's necessary to do warfare counseling. Satan's New World Order. Can I discern if someone is in bondage? And it goes on from there with many other chapters, 99 pages altogether. I've got the book here by Ken Copley. It was $12.95. Unfortunately, folks, it's now $14.95, and I can't help it. I'm so sorry, but it happens. But it's available at $14.95, which I think a very inexpensive price to be able to understand when somebody needs spiritual help. And I mean that. And also, We're still offering 3 booklets on how to witness to your Catholic friends, Jehovah's Witness friends, and Mormon friends. All 3 of those booklets, folks, are very informative on how to direct the conversation with people caught up in cults. And I'm not going to compromise what I said. They're cults. They're cults. They do not depend on Jesus Christ by grace through faith. Not at all. They all have works involved and much more than that. Every one of them. Have you praying to idols like Mary and saints and statues? So nonetheless, we have all three of those books, $44.95, delivered to your door. If you have friends involved in this, if nothing else, maybe have them read the book if they'll do it. But it's a great witness. So please, they're available by calling 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Love to have you get them for you to learn from and help with your friends, acquaintances that need help. So, okay, the middle three. All right. Anyway, 2 very important prayer requests, please. I'll start with my wife, Marsh Jean. Marsh Jean's in the hospital right now. It's a long story. I had to take her to the ER yesterday. her blood pressure bottomed out. She was feeling terrible. She'd been feeling pretty bad the last couple weeks anyway. Took her to the hospital. They gave her fluids. Blood pressure came up and came up too high. And she's having some bleeding problems from her rectum now, and they think they may know what that may have been. But anyway, she's in the hospital. They were going to send her home this evening. We went over to visit her to pick her up. She looks so terrible and felt so bad. I said, we can't take you home tonight. So she's in the hospital right now. And I ask you to pray that the Lord touch her body and help her to heal, folks. I know this sounds silly. I'm 5'11", 250 pounds, a big old sissy. My helpmeet has been a wonderful companion to me for going on 54 years. Please pray that Marsha will be all right and we'll get to come home tomorrow. Please. I'd appreciate that. I know she would. Another prayer request is for my brother's daughter. You've been praying for my brother Dick for several months now, and he's doing much better. Not well yet, but much better than what he was. But to make a long story short, his daughter, his oldest daughter, Katrina is her name, I think she's about 54 years old, had a head bump today, severe enough that it broke her left eye socket, give a concussion. She was in the ER room in the hospital Marsha's in, and they found the brain bleed. So they shipped her 2.5 hours or so north of us to Morgantown, which has a trauma center up there to help take care of this. And the brain bleed, of course, is very serious. The eye socket is serious also, but please, her name is Katrina. Pray for a healing, and please pray for her salvation. Pray for her salvation. Let some another Christ convict her heart and someone there to maybe help her understand what she needs to do. She needs to be born again, folks. But she also needs to be healed right now. So my wife, Marsha Jean, and Katrina need prayers tonight, please. Okay? Now we'll get to our guest. As I said, our guest is Doug Thornton. We messed up on the phone number, but I'm going to get him on here with us right now. And I'm going to let Doug tell you who he is. So if those new listeners out there, we have new listeners all the time, and I appreciate that. I really do. I got an email from Northern Canada here a week or two ago. Northern Canada just tuned in, and we're getting new listeners. That blesses me to know that we're, by the grace of our Savior, able to touch people, maybe help understand things or change their lives. Doug, are you there?
Brother Bush, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I truly am, and it's so good to have you. It's been a while, and before we get started on a lot of things you want to talk about, because we've got a lot to talk about. Would you tell the folks who Doug Thornton is and why he's involved in all this crazy stuff?
Well, my name's Doug Thornton. I served for the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines in Honolulu, Hawaii, Kaneohe Bay. I was deployed to Iraq twice, got out, did defense contracting work back in Iraq again. Came home from that, started working for the local sheriff's department, not for too long, and then worked for the Department of Justice at the Federal Bureau of Prisons, ended up working for their prisons. And then I worked for the Department of Homeland Security for the last 12 years. Got out 2 years ago after Biden took over in 2021. The Lord led me to get out of that mess. So 16 years worth of government service. I've done a lot of close protection, I guess you could say bodyguard work for some people, some famous people here and there around the world. And, so this is what I do now. I do ministry work on YouTube. The show is called The American Vindicta Show. And our ministry is open to anyone, and it's about, you know, bringing matters of the heart to Christ and trying to help people to the best of our ability. And then we have a training company. It's called Vindictive Solutions. We do our best to teach people how to use firearms safely, teach them tactics like what we were taught in very simplified, but law enforcement military tactics to help you survive a dangerous and encounter. So the home break-in, a robbery, an active shooter, and we also do pistol and rifle marksmanship classes. But our bread and butter is really the course that's coming up at the beginning of next month, about 2 weeks from now. And that's our Shoot, Move, Communicate course. If anyone's ever been out there, you can actually watch some of these courses on our YouTube channel, Vindicta Solutions. That's the YouTube channel, or you can go to Vindicta, V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, solutions.com. And you can also see some of the training and stuff that's done there. I think it's needed. There's very few companies out there doing what we're doing, especially at our price for civilians. Stuff like what we are doing is typically set up mainly just for law enforcement, defense contractors, and the military. And we're trying to bring it to the civilian market, because the first responder is you. Me as a cop, I'm the second responder, right? So I'm never right next to you when you need me. So, you know, we try to teach people how to protect yourselves, especially ladies. Actually, at the end of September, we have a ladies-only CQB course. That's our Shoot, Move, Communicate course, where we teach you how to defend your home, defend yourselves, work in teams, how to deal with men, hostile encounters. And it's not just hostile, but we put you in different kinds of encounters, shoot, don't shoot encounters. We teach you de-escalation tactics. You know, the moral of the story is we're not trying to make you out to be Navy SEALs, Special Forces, you know, Marine Corps infantry type. We're trying to give you common sense tactics to survive a dangerous encounter, to live, to tell the tale. And that's exactly who we are. We're a Christian company, veteran-owned company. We do a lot of our ministry work during these times of training. I mean, one course was a patrol course that we put on. We baptized seven brothers at the end of it. So if that's something that you're interested in, Vindicta, V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, solutions.com. And if you want to check out our ministry page, go to YouTube, type in American Vindicta Show, and come see what we're all about.
Well, now, where does this training take place?
For the better part of the year right now, it's all happening at Ready Made Resources. That's our number one sponsor, and that is in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. Beautiful area. You know, a lot of people turn it into like a vacation, because, I mean, it's a gorgeous area up in the Appalachian Mountains. I mean, it's where I want to move to. That's a retirement place for me. And it's absolutely gorgeous. You can rent cabins for, we found them anywhere between $60 to $100 a night. You can be right on the river. I mean, it's a little bitty town nestled in the mountains. It's gorgeous, man. So it's a real pretty area.
Is the eastern side of the state around Pigeon Forge through there? Where is it?
It is 2 hours south of Knoxville.
Okay. All right.
Tennessee's
a nice area. I mean, I live in West Virginia up in the Appalachian Mountains, and I don't want to leave anywhere else. I like where I live.
It's better than being where I'm at in Central Texas, where you can watch your dog run away for 3 days.
I hear you. Well, now, you said something in the beginning when you was talking about what you were doing, how you involved in working with in the military course and the government agents, different places. You said you want to get out of that mess. Why was it a mess?
Well, it's a mess because they couldn't leave well enough alone. You can't divide what we do on the ground from politics anymore. It just, the one cannot escape the shadow of the other. And, you know, I can only speak from my experience. I love my veteran community. I love my Marine Corps community. And I was a patriot to this country, and I still am. But I'm not a patriot to this government. Being involved in their operations and seeing the things I've seen and hearing all the different stories about how things have just gone wrong, the people we support, I mean, we'll support three different enemies fighting each other and then insert ourselves in the middle of it. It don't make sense to me no more. And
I won't cut you off, but it's all about money, you know that. It's all about money and power and control. We know that.
Millions
of men, since the beginning of time, and certainly means in America, the last since beginning of America, have been sacrificed for power and wealth. You know that.
Absolutely. It's all about the almighty dollar. It's the root of almost all evil in this world.
Yeah, the love revolves. Of money is. That's right. Love of money is root of all evil. That's what the book says.
It revolves around that. And I mean, there's horrific things that money does to people. And so, does the root of all evil come from money? Yeah, but man, it gets darker from there. I mean, look at the Epstein files. You know, some of these people that's on that Epstein files have a D and R in front of their name. They show up at Capitol Hill every day for work. So, I mean, how can I be a good guy in a corrupt system and remain a good guy for much longer? Eventually, once you start climbing the ladder, well, I mean, one way or another, you get tied to something that morally is not right. And I'm lucky enough I got out during the Portland, Oregon riots. That's the last place that we were doing operations at. And it was just, you know, we would arrest people for felonious crimes, which is a felony. And they would be out literally within an hour or two. There was George Soros money. I mean, heck, Biden supported it. The vice president, Kamala Harris, had a network of funds sitting there to help bail these people out. Then they became the leaders of the dang country. You know, it was a hopeless mission because they just would not let us do our job.
Well, that's basically same thing when we were in the Vietnam era. I mean, they didn't want that war won. It was all about money. They would not let certain things happen to end it. I don't know they even could have told you the truth the way things were. But nonetheless, it was all about money and control. We know that. And I know for a fact they sold flew drugs back to America in body bags. And I know that for a fact. I mean, I was there. And I see this thing happen. But I was so naive, Doug. I was 19, 20 years old. I mean, what do I know? Come out of the hills of West Virginia, and I was brought up in the idea of rah, rah, America, pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, our government can do nothing wrong. We're the good guys. That's the way I was brought up. And I was so naive, I thought, well, because we're doing it, we're doing it for the right cause. That's how naive I was. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the naivety of all those young men going to war. I mean, you know, I can't remember the direct quote, but Napoleon said that young men will die over a 1 cent piece of ribbon. So,
that's,
you know,
true.
It's all about that fake glory and all this. And I'm not saying that we don't have brave people who fight for us. We absolutely do. I think we have some of the bravest, most intelligent, and honest people who fight for this country. Now, once you start climbing the rungs of the ladder, I'm going to start saying worse things. But on the surface level where I was always at, you know, and I appreciated the work that people did, and you saw the compassion in it. But there's a limit. There's a limit to where, you know, it's like we're here to serve the people, protect the people, and to abide by the Constitution of the United States. And unfortunately, you had people who decided, well, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican before I do anything else. And so they chose party lines every time.
That's true. And what you said about being good, honest, truly patriotic people that think they're doing the right thing, that makes it much more a crime, a shame, because these are the crop, the cream of the crop in the country.
Yeah.
And when they're used for cannon fodder for some rich man's position, that really irritates me, and I see it more every day. When I see young men and women now being sacrificed for a dollar bill and for power and control, and I see our leaders, so-called leaders, who are instigating these wars, and Trump's doing the same thing. He wants a war with Iran. He's going to get it. We know that's coming. And by the way, folks, just to clarify one thing very quickly, if you read the Bible, and I hope you do, if you stay long enough, you'll find out that Persia in the Bible is Iran. You'll find out what happens when Iran attacks America. Read it for yourself, along with other nations like Russia. But you just read it for yourself. It's in the Bible. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39. You read it for yourself. But this is what we're seeing happening. We're being pressured, as the Bible prophesied. I don't, you know, I'm just telling people, I'm not telling anything strange. This is biblical prophecy. We're being pressured into things that are bringing forth the in my mind, it was a third world war, and the people just don't understand that, Doug, and because they're sold on the idea that we're doing the right thing all the time, and they don't understand that we're being duped and deceived as much as what we think the other side is, and they probably are. War is a racket, as General Smedley Butler said. War is a racket. It's a profitable racket.
Of a book. Yeah, that's a book every man should read.
I agree.
And lady as well. I mean, because that's a deep dive into how much nonsense the military-industrial complex is. But it's much worse than that now. I mean, we're fighting over resources left and right. We're not fighting for the protection of this country. We're fighting over resources. I mean, we just had 600 guys leave Syria because they were over there protecting the Conoco oil fields. But did anybody else know that? Anybody? We got three bases in Syria, if you did not know that. And we're shutting them down. Trump is saying that he wants to move all 2,000, I believe they're soldiers, out of Syria. And I believe they're being relocated to Iraq. And Iraq's starting to kick back off again. We've got a base that's in Afghanistan, I believe it was Kandahar, that we are, or Bagram Air Force Base. We're back there again. So, I mean, you know, Trump was supposed to be Mr. Peace, and yet he never solved it in the Middle East, right? Which
he's not going to. He's not going to. He's been led around by the nose, and we know that. That's the way it works. I mean,
It's the same thing with Ukraine. It's the same thing. Remember, he ran on this thing for 3.5 years that when I become president, day one, Ukraine, Russia is going to stop fighting. I'm going to fix everything. And then it doesn't happen. And then he comes out and says, well, I mean, I was being sarcastic. No, you weren't being sarcastic. You just either lied to everybody, which is what politicians do, and that's what the man is, or you're incompetent, which I don't think he is. I think he's a very intelligent person, and I think he surrounds himself with highly intelligent people, as all presidents do, but they all have a scheme. They all have a thing they want done. Look, we're supposed to be getting out of this whole Ukraine war mess, but yet Trump's wanting to do a deal for $300 billion worth of mineral assets with Ukraine, and then Russia says, hey, Trump, we'll give you $500 billion if you will solve the peace, and we'll let you start drilling immediately if it will help resolve this. Why would we not take that? I mean, if it's about making America rich again and resources, all right, then why would we not want that? Why would we want to extend this war in Ukraine? And then the man comes out and says, this war is Biden's war and Zelensky's war. It was never mine. This is a tweet that he put out a couple of days ago. I had nothing to do with this, yada, yada. But I will remind you that it wasn't just last year that he was bragging about how he was given missiles, anti-tank missiles, surface-to-air missiles to Ukraine in 2018 to help them. So, I mean, it's a dog chasing its tail kind of lie. And I'm just sick of it all. You know, I don't talk about it much, but it's something that weighs on your mind the older you get. You know, I'm 38. I'm relatively still young. Don't feel it no more, but I'm relatively still young. And, you know, I can still remember 9/11. And we only learned, what, several years after 9/11, it was all a dang lie. So
of course.
What's the next lie? Iran? Ukraine, well, China,
COVID, another one. But anyway, that absolutely. But see, this
Father
is something
of the facts.
This is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we don't understand the workings of men's minds, and their desire for power like we should. Because some of us, we're naive. Doug, I never wanted to rip somebody off or kill anybody. So I was naive enough to think that everyone, even the president and all the others, were in the same way. They were just trying to do what's right. That's what I wanted to believe, and that's what I believe because I didn't know any different. It took a long time to figure this out, and it was a hard lesson to learn because I lost friends in a war that shouldn't have been fought, a war that was we were tricked into. I mean, it bothers me a lot. I'm sorry. Well, I'm just a man. I'm not Superman. I'm not superhuman. But my job now is try to tell people the truth. But I have to tell you, Doug, the masses simply don't want to hear it.
No. I mean, I did the tally one day, and in the 4 years that I was in the Marine Corps, you know, that's the height of the war, it was... Hi, Bubba. It was 44 different men that I knew who had ended up dying while I was serving.
Yes. And that's and young men that I knew when I was in high school that were just like I was. They were just young boys. They had no idea. They never come home again. And sometimes I wonder why I was spared. I have to admit that I do. But I'm here, and I never was in the thick of things like a lot of them were, though. I really was, and I was spared. I was in communications. But the point of it is this. My job as a pastor, and I've been blessed to be on the radio over 32 years. My job as a talk show host, my job, my duty, is to try to educate people what's going on and show the truth. But I've learned over a lot of the years of preaching and teaching that the masses don't want to hear it, and especially the Christians don't want to hear it.
No, you'll know something's funny. I'm on my talk show, our ministry page. It's slash talk show. Because we talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world. But we look at the analytics on YouTube and what all it says. And it's interesting how people do not want to listen to ministry. They want to listen to the news.
Yes.
Sorry, my son wants me. He's banging on the door to get in. But if I put on what's called our SITREP, our situation report, and I go into as much open source information plus my measly opinion of my world experiences, I'll try to knit it together for people. Hey, look, this is things that are going on. This is what you may want to keep your eye on. And I will include, typically, to end it with a good Bible message.
Right.
But when I put on a sermon, just a Bible study video, it will get less than half the views. So, you know, I asked myself, and I've been to a couple conferences. I've spoke at two of them, one of them, I can't remember.
Hang on through the
People
break. Don't lose your thought, okay? Hang on through the break. Folks, back at the break, and also your phone calls, your comments, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. There's lots of things we talked about tonight as far as news goes. I mean, you know, the so-called leader of the church passed away. We know what kind of man he was. He right now is paying for what he's done. Yes, folks, judgment comes to everybody sooner or later. So it's his turn. But nonetheless, we discussed a lot of things and on a lot of different spiritual levels. Tonight we're trying to dissect some things and understand a lot of this that's going on around the world. Wars, rumors of wars, weather storms, wicked storms are not natural. And I say this too, I think a lot of these rumors of wars are keeping their mind off what they're doing to the weather also. They're actually messing with the weather. We know that. You can go to Dana Wigginton's website and find out what they're doing to the weather every day, what they're doing to disrupt things. In our area, the same thing's happening. So it's just so much talk about. But we're discussing things right now that I think people are looking at because it affects all of the weather affects us. But folks, a war, especially if we go into a world war, there'll be no escaping this war for anybody. I don't care where you live. If you live on this earth, you're going to be hurt by this war. Maybe not in a direct attack, but you're going to suffer the consequences of what's happening in this war. So don't think just because you live in America or you live wherever you may live, that you're going to slide out of this. It ain't going to happen that way. I wish I could tell you it was going to, but it's not going to. And Doug, we see a president who swore he's going to get us out of war. He's going to bring peace to the country. Now he's threatening Iran. He's going to level Gaza and make them into a luxury resort, and they make them. He don't want them there. They said they have to get rid of them, and he's going to make the strip into a luxury resort. And right now, as we speak, Israel's still leveling what's left of that small strip of land, and still killing people who live there, trying to live there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, he said something similar about Yemen. We are back to meddling with Venezuela again. If y'all remember last time he was president, we tried to overthrow Maduro and put our own, puppeteer into it. And, and here we are. We're meddling with all these other people. You know, Trump is not who he seems to be, according to what everyone says he is. Don't forget, man, people said that Trump was the savior, that he is the messiah, that he is the prince of peace, and all these terms that are saved and honored and glorified for our Lord Jesus. Someone dare put that up against any person, and it's a shame. And to put it against a person who's the supposed leader of the free world. And, you know, and these are mainly Christians who say this.
Oh, yes.
And it just shows you, it shows you that when the great apostasy happens, you don't know how many people are going to turn against Christ. A lot.
Most of them, yeah, go to church. Most of them are going to church.
Well, that's the thing. The great apostasy is not so much as a falling away from church. There's still going to be churches.
Oh, yes.
It's falling away from Jesus.
Yes.
The only, as Paul says, the only church is that of Christ. One body, one head, all in agreement. But that's not the way it is. There's 10,000 little thiefdoms, and everybody wants to be Mr. Popularity. And it breaks my heart to see this, because I feel that I'm from Southeast Texas. I'm low and slow, and that's just the way I was raised, very backwoods, Cajun boy, and I can read somewhat pretty well. I can comprehend pretty well. I can pick up my Bible and read passages and not have to go, oh, I wonder what this means. Let me look it up on YouTube and get confused. The Bible is what it is. It says what it says. If it's not in the Bible, it's not in the Bible. And people are more willing to get entertained by the myths and the monsters and the aliens and the, you know, the foreign entities and the you know, civilizations of the past. They're more than willing to research on that, but not to read about the grace and the mercy and to read about the consequences that comes with not choosing that grace and mercy.
Yes.
And, you know, and all I can say is prophecy is being fulfilled, brother.
It's being fulfilled
for our very eyes.
And I'm not belittling people that want to know a lot of those things. That's not the point. But the center of it, the center of our attention should be the scriptures and the gospel. What's happening there? That's what it should be.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it. I love learning history. I love understanding what ancient civilizations were. I love learning about the earth before the flood. Those are all wonderful. They truly are, and they build my faith. But we need to concentrate on the fact of where we live now, what's going on in our world, and try to make a difference in people's lives while we still have time for salvation, not just updates, but salvation. So, but we're watching, in my mind, prophecy being fulfilled. We're seeing things happen as prophesied 3,000-4,000 years ago or longer. And Trump has been a great instrument to do this. And yet again, the churches think, thanks, he's a savior of the country. He's going to bring us back into prosperity, and he's going to do all these things. And by the way, folks, I don't say Trump's the Antichrist. I don't say that at all. But the Antichrist will bring prosperity to the world for a while. That's Bible. So don't be surprised if you start seeing things get better. Go ahead.
The Bible says there will be many Antichrists, and then there will be the one,
yes,
right, the beast. And I mean, sitting in the White House right now, we have a form of an Antichrist, and we have a form of a false prophet. Oh, what's her name that's over there in the faith leadership role?
I
mean,
White.
It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke. And it's surface-level Christianity, and if you can't see through that, you need to turn off the TV and throw your phone in the toilet, and you need to start picking up your Bible. That's everything in this world is meant to confuse you. Everything that Satan can do to confuse you with the myths and the lies. Why do you think people are so uninterested in the Bible? Because there's nothing new to learn. There's nothing new. There's no oohs and ahs. The TV cameras ain't going to the next dig site looking for, you know, remnants of ancient Christianity or you know, anything like that. No, they're going for remnants of things that take you away from Christianity. It's why I warn people against it. There's nothing wrong with researching and learning and being entertained while you're doing it. Just understand, don't become a slave to that. Don't focus all your energy on it.
That's right. Well, and to understand that Christ is the center even of all of that because he created it all. I mean, he's the center of everything in the life and creation. Colossians 1 says he created all things and they're by him and for him. So, he is it. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Paul. This is for Doug. Doug, this is going to be part comment, part testimony. I live in New England, Doug. If you want to know what the future's like, just come up to Boston. And I'm not talking about to the tourist traps, but actually live up there. You will see the future for the rest of America because Massachusetts is one of the most liberal areas in the country. We lost our financial grounding with GATT and NAFTA, where the industrial base went to foreign countries. Now, here's my testimony. I've been in security for over 25 years. I really plan on getting out of the business, and partly because I see the business hiring non-English-speaking people to man posts or barely speak English. And part of that is because weak management, weak leadership, and security is a brother to the police department. And the same thing's happening to cops. Good cops are leaving the police department because of liberalism, communism, the elimination of qualified immunity, the handcuffing and the regulations that police officers have to go through. And when you come up to Boston in particular or near Boston, you will see a mentality that in order to advance, you have to have clout. If you're any kind of an alpha male running a security outfit, you're out the door. They push you right out. They spot you and get you out the door and put one of their friends in there or something, or somebody that'll toe the party line. This is what's happening. This is why good people don't advance. That's pretty much what happened to you in the DHS. Same thing. This is a trend. And another thing, too, is don't believe these content creators who talk about becoming a millionaire by having an internet business or some baloney. When you're under communism, you don't advance unless you are a party member towing the party line. If it's a black area, you have to be black. If it's a white area, you have to be white. That's what communist countries are like. What do you think, Doug?
I think you're right, Jeff. You know, we speak frequently by either email or comment section. And, you know, I understand perfectly in the area that you worked in. And I just see a complete complacency on all this. I think one day we're going to pay dearly for it. Now, all the hirelings, all the higher-ups that are out there and all the federal entities have warned, we're going to have another 9/11, it's going to be worse. And so, you know, they keep giving us these little hints. And, you know, I just got to ask the average American, are you ready for that? Are you ready, for one thing, to understand that it's a false flag? And are you ready, too, for whatever in the world they do? They take down the grid, delete the economy, and bring forth the digital system. Are you ready for the next war? Are you ready for war on our home front? And, you know, the thing is how can you be ready for all of it? You can't possibly be ready for all of this unless you're a millionaire, and even they are out. I mean, the only thing I can say is you got to be close to Christ. First and foremost, close to Christ, and just use a common sense approach. The whole system's corrupt. And eventually, with everything that's corrupt and dying, the vultures come, the eagles come, the worm comes, and then it's this dust. And thus is what happens to every empire.
Oh, very true. I'll close with this. Doug, me living in New England, I see what people do. People in my area will just go with the government, and they will turn guys like me in. That's going to be the end story. It won't be the camps right away. It'll be economic sanctions. You'll be made homeless. You'll be fired from your jobs. I've lived this type of life on a small scale, on a micro scale. It won't be the camps. It won't be getting dragged out and cracked over the head by foreign soldiers. That will come later. But with a false flag attack, it's just another rung down. I'm 54 years old, and I've seen what happened in 1993 all the way up. And I could not imagine what it would be like in America in the future. And people who are able to predict the future, they're laughed at. And when it comes to pass, then people will say, let's move on. We live in a very dumbed-down society. People forget about the history that they have been taught. It is 1984. Put the old past down the memory hole. COVID will be an example of something that will go down the memory hole. I will try to tell people years later what happened to COVID, and it'll be all revised, just like communism. Thank you very much, Doug, and thank you very much, Pastor Paul. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Folks, the line's open. You can call if you like, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. The line is open. And, Doug, I know we're not per se prophets by any means. We just try to understand scriptures and teach people what the Bible says. But am I wrong in thinking and sensing perhaps that we're on the verge of something really, what we're looking for, catastrophic, maybe for the whole world, at least for certain segments of the world, including us?
You know, I was discussing this on our platform the other night. I understand and I feel the same way as everyone else who hears the same thing you and I talk about. You know, look at all this bad stuff happening. Look at all the conspiracies, the 2030 agendas and all this that the elite say they're going to do to us. And people get tired of it. People get tired of being beaten over the head with the doomsday approach. And that's why I'm telling you right now as a Christian, you need to patiently endure it. There is truth in that because Christ told you there's truth in it. Christ told you there are perilous times coming. And for any Christian to not believe the words of Jesus and to not, I mean, listen, you can trust what I say or you can freaking change the channel. I'm reading out of the Bible and I'm telling you things that are happening worldwide. I don't know how much more blunt of an instrument I could be. But if you feel that you're being overwhelmed by that system, understand that that is what Satan plans on doing. He plans on hitting you with everything imaginable and then giving you everything fathomable to take your eyes off the distraction, the lust, the sensuality, the alcohol, the narcotics, the pornography. Hey, you know what, man? Don't prepare. Go buy another Corvette. That's what you need. It's all about me. It's all about self. Not about helping your brothers, not about preparing for things that are coming, like having a Joseph-style ministry, preparing and thinking ahead. It's all about me, 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 now, the five eyes. That's what it's about. And it's why people will be caught off guard. It's why our people are dying because of a lack of knowledge, because they're bored. They're bored with it. I guarantee you, if you were a Christian living in Africa right now, or in Palestine, or Syria, or Libya, or Israel, or Iraq, Afghanistan, freaking Iran, the Christians that are living in Armenia that are in a complete civil war that no one talks about that's still happening, you would be searching Scripture every day and praying every day for an answer, for relief, for release. You'd be praying every day for strength to patiently endure the time until our Lord comes back. But instead, here in America, we are so easily fed by everything that is not the Bible that people think of the Bible as an appetizer. It's an hors d'oeuvre. Uh-huh. It's not the main course. And that's what's set in people's hearts. And God will harden your heart. And it pains me as a pastor to sit here and say this because I try to preach to young men my age and younger. And I had a young man approach me the other day. He said, hey, you know, I want to get rich. And that's how we started the conversation. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be an influencer. I want to get on Twitter. I want to make, you know, bodybuilding pictures because I teach powerlifting. I want to make bodybuilding pictures about me. I'm like, hold on, man. How old are you? I'm 19. do you have a job? Yeah, I work 4 hours a month at the HEB, the marketplace. I'm like, have you considered having a job yet? Have you moved out of your parents' house yet? Do you pay for anything? Like, why is it? And once again, we've said it before, it's the poisonous fruit. It's money. Everyone's about money. It's either I want money to go on vacation or money to stop the mortgage from being seized. It's money to pay for the taxes, or, you know, I need to make money to pay for taxes so I can go and make money and pay for more taxes. That's the laugh here in America. And that's one thing that Satan does, man. He beats you down. He weighs upon you, and he, to the point that you're exhausted, you forget that all I have to do is cry out to my Lord. That's all I have to do. How many times can we read in Scripture, David says, I cried out to the Lord like a child? Any of you men do that?
Yes. Yes.
Any of you men actually cry out to the Lord like a child? Or are you too big, you too bad, you too proud, you too arrogant? You got to crack open the next beer. I don't need to go and do anything. I don't need to apologize for anything. I don't need to be sincere. I don't need to see how my wife's feeling, play with my kids. I just need to go shine my bass boat, you know, grab my rod and reel and go and forget the world exists. Well, man, that's not it.
I may be mistaken, but I think today coming in America that we're going to have people that think they're macho, and women who think they're invincible also, crying out for deliverance. America's going to go into such judgment, such turmoil, that people are going to be on their knees begging for help, and it may be too late in some cases. I don't know. I'm just stating what I think is going to happen, because everyone, I think, is going to see things happen to themselves, to their families, or whoever, that they never dreamed possible. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the Old Testament, it talks about people throwing their gold and silver out into the streets. You know, hey, have you? I think it's in Second Kings. You read about the sieges that happen on Jerusalem and on some of these areas that can last for months. There's one siege that I was did a research, actually the podcast on sieges. All right, a siege warfare is I take my army and I surround your city and I cut off your water supply and I cut off your food supply. And your traffic coming in and out, I surround you. I'm going to wait till you starve and give up. How many times you got to read about people boiling their babies, eating their children?
Yes.
All right? I mean, a donkey's head went for, what, 70 shekels?
Well, a cap full of dove's dung. I mean, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Folks, we're not saying not prepare yourself best can for whatever you think you may need. But there's coming a time when that's not going to save you. It's going to be too late.
No. The Bible, as it says in the New Testament, everything that's wrote down in that Bible is for you to learn. It's for your knowledge, for you to learn. So you can see it happened in the past. It can and dang sure will happen again. Be prepared. Be smart. Be wise. Be gentle as doves. But instead, you have this chain reaction, kind of like a whiplash, where... And COVID's the best example of it. I'm going to Walmart here in little Weatherford, Texas, cowboy capital of the world. And all I need to do is get the regular effects here for the house. And I see two elderly women that must be close to cresting 70, fist fighting each other over the toilet paper. Toilet paper. And I'm like, my God, just wait until you got no water. Wait till you got no food. You people will try to eat each other.
Yes, that's true. They literally will with each other. It happened in Jerusalem. It's going to happen again. They literally will with each other. That's coming down to that. And, folks, the answer, again, is that we have. I'm talking about we. I said me. That means all of us. Put our mind and eyes on Christ alone and trust him. Doesn't mean that we don't see what's going on around us. Doesn't mean that we aren't trying to teach others about what's happening and warn them. Our duty as believers, Doug, is to not just spread the news and talk about current events to keep everybody happy and entertained. It's to warn them of the times we live in, and prayerfully they'll pay attention, pay heed, and prepare themselves for what's coming. The Bible says the wise man sees trouble coming and prepares for it. Surely we understand that we are living in times when we are a hair's breadth away of somebody dropping a bomb or a dirty bomb or somebody, who knows, that would trigger another war. And here's the sad part. So the other side, somebody on the other side, is waiting for that war to be triggered because they themselves want to go to war. That's been happening in the world ever since time began, and it's getting closer again to another time. Well, this time, folks, it's not going to be localized and just one little strip of land in Gaza. When it goes to the major war again, it's going to affect all of us, especially America. America is going to pay hugely for what's happening.
Well,
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what's happening real quick in about 1 minute in Iran. Saudi Arabia has sent an ambassador, one of the princes, to go and speak to the Ayatollah. They're about to start working together in military cooperation, economic cooperation, and helping each other build a nuclear infrastructure. Russia is going to ratify it. All right. We have lost 16 Reaper drones over the Red Sea from the Yemenis, the Houthi rebels. Those drones are around $30 million apiece. Okay. We are in a losing war. We are losing assets quicker than we can replace them. We have never recovered from all the assets that we sent to Ukraine. If anything happens in America, you are on your own.
Yes.
I will not be there to hold your hand. Police will not be there to protect you. They're going to go protect their own. You need to get that in your mind. You need to get your heart right with Christ. And I'm talking to the men folk. You better get your butt in shape. It's not hard. Push-ups are free and jogging is free. You need to get yourself right with Christ. Get your body back to being strong and tight again to the best of your ability and get your mind sharp and start working on your community network. That's all you're going to have. I mean, one grid down event, and we are not coming back from that for at least 6 months to a year.
Or if ever. We're flat out of time. Doug, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. Please keep in touch. If I do anything to help you anyway, just let me know, okay?
Sounds good, Pastor.
God bless, my friend. Thank you. And folks, we're down just the last few seconds here, and I just want to say thanks to all of you for being there. And I mean that. I do ask you again, please, if you will, keep my help meet in prayers and my brother's daughter, my niece. She's in, as far as I know, very critical condition. So please keep them in your prayer. I'd like to see salvation, number one, for Katrina, above everything else. Truly born-again salvation, not the feel-good, easy believism, but true salvation, repentance, for at least a new creature. But thank y'all for being there for us. Thanks for caring for us. May God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good night. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.